01 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 10th of December. We've got a packed studio today with loads and loads of lovely guests to talk to, but you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello. How the hell are you?
Now, I hear you've been having one-to-one yoga lessons.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, really?
No, we're not.
Oh, is it secret?
Yeah, it's very downward dog, that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think you just corpsed.
Quite possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah. And are you going to be trouble again today?
Possibly. I've got my Barocca in the studio.
I have to tell you, listeners, that Jules, with her drink problem, once fancied a Bucks Fizz early in the morning, but she didn't have any orange juice, so she had pomade and Barocca.
Pomade?
Yeah, pomade and Barocca.
Which century are you in?
Barocca.
You're saying, what is it, that cherry bee or something next.
Cherry brandy.
Yeah, cherry brandy.
Baby sham.
I used to sit
baby sham is what you meant.
I used to sit in my Auntie Edna's understairs cupboard when I was about 2 and a half and drink her dandelion and burdock.
I bet you did.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, I
seem to remember.
It's been downhill since then as well, hasn't it?
And how's your business week been, Mr. Andrews?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
What have you done?
It's only Tuesday.
I know, well, the end of the last week. You know what I mean? Work with me.
It's been very busy. We've had lots of interesting things to deal with, shall we say.
And your Fruitworks meeting, I heard some very good things about that.
It was a cracker.
Yeah? How many flagons of beer?
Oh, we got through a lot of beer, but it was a cracker. Fruitworks Create was fabulous. The next one now is January the 28th.
Oh, gosh, you're doing a January, because the tweet-up, kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, they're having a rest in January. We're back in February.
February?
Yeah.
That is a long Christmas, Jules. Even by your standards. That is one hangover you got there, isn't it?
Well, my new husband's going to... he's coming back at the moment. You can follow him on at Frontier Funds.
Mm. He's in Vietnam at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Mm. He's with Mark Mobius, who is...
Is he still wearing a skirt on a moped?
Little sarong, darling. Yeah, flapping about. He burnt his leg, actually, on the... What's the silver bit at the side that gets hot?
Exhaust pipe.
No, it's something different. Well, you know, what's the big chunky bit of the exhaust pipe called? Cylinder.
A cylinder? No.
What's it called?
It's an exhaust pipe. Or you mean a muffler?
Well, I don't know if it's a muffler or... But, you know, the big fat bit of the exhaust pipe, because it's big and fat.
It was only a moped he was on, for goodness sake. Well, it wasn't a Titan rocket.
Anyway, he is going around Vietnam with the granddaddy of emerging markets and frontier funds, Mark Mobius. If you want to follow him, it's at Mark Mobius. And I think he's got about 88,000 followers. But
yeah, for sure.
Gav's having a great time, and he's coming back, and then he's off to Bangladesh on the 2nd of January.
No, good. I've been following him and retweeting some of his tweets. So way to go, Gav. Anyway, this show is for you, the businesses of Kent, and we'd love to hear from you. And you can contact us in a number of ways while we're on air. You can call us on 01 303 874 998, or you can send me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or the best way to get hold of me is to tweet us. You can tweet us live by following me, Vanilla Web, on the Twitter.
And if you tweet me, I read from the top.
And if you tweet Jules, we just will ban it from the show altogether. You tweet me, otherwise it doesn't get read out. And even so, she still reads them from the top of the list and not the bottom. So, with that in mind, I'm going to kick off.
Ecomedia. The lovely Brant has tweeted in, and he's at the top of my tweets. He says, afternoon, Jules Serkin, no mention of you, with catapult sales and Miss J Davies. I've got glasses here that they've lent me. My guests have lent me. This is great. I don't have to squint with one eye. Miss LJ Davies on the Business Bunker. So Ecomedia, lovely Brant.
You can't get the staff. You really can't. And why I have to work with us, you can see what it's like having to work with us.
You know, at the Mike Pitt, who was on rather handsome man.
Yes, I know. He's still got the tick. Yeah.
I've got a little bit of a crush on him, I have to admit. But he blogs for the Evening Standard.
I know he does. Yeah.
But he reminds me every Monday night to take my glasses. But I'm reading Tales from Turkey.
Are you?
By writer The Josie Maguire.
I've got an email from Josie as well.
Have you?
To read out in a
Well,
bit.
I've got her website, which is talesfromturkey.co.uk. Do well, I look I've... funny in these guest glasses?
Yeah, you do. And it's and I'm really happy about that. No, I've actually got
Are an... Are they butch?
I've got an email from Josie Maguire.
What's she saying?
Telling me about... Well, let's do it now, shall we?
All right.
Seeing as you raised it.
Go on, then.
My email is saying, good morning, Squire Paul. That's an in-joke.
This is from when you went to the House
I was at the House of Lords last week, yeah. And somebody posted a photo. Oh, it was me.
Was it your alter ego?
Calling me a squire.
I thought it was Friar Tuck and someone.
That would be Robin Hood.
Humpty Dumpty and
No, you're way Tuck. Out. Anyway, Miriam McGurk, for it is her, the author known as Josie Maguire, has said, at the Tales from Turkey book launch event on the 21st of November, we raised a whopping £450 for my chosen charity, which is Tomorrow's People, which helps the long-term unemployed back to work. And they deal with what are commonly known as NEETs, that is people between the ages of 16 and 24, and finding them work. And there's a big thanks to Ray Mummery, whose bid of £200 on the five-story illustrations by Tim Lawrence, and Ray is now the lucky owner of that. And they were fabulous illustrations as well. A further £250 was raised as a result of selling raffle tickets, with five winners receiving signed copies of the book. The monies raised from the raffle will be handed over to Simon Branscombe, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Tomorrow's People, on Friday the 13th of December at their head office. Also, just to remind you, there was a little bit of a competition in which another three books were given away for the most quirky reason for wanting the book, which was posted on Facebook. And Miriam is now saying, if you actually go to her Facebook page, her website, the reasons from the winning entries are posted on there. And her website is www.talesfromturkey.com.
And
so there you go.
It's a lovely, lovely book. It's by my bed, and I'm reading it now. Very funny.
I thought it was by Miriam.
Yeah, by my bed, by Miriam,
right.
The writer.
All right.
And she also features in the Maidstone Mag.
Right.
And it was a great, great evening. Cooper Burnett, Paul Andrews, they're advising Baldwin's Travel on the acquisition of Travelux.
Oh, I've used Travelux. They're intense to me.
Where did you go?
I've been on a couple of holidays.
Scarborough?
No, the boys and I went, we hired a motorhome and we drove the Pacific Coast High Road for a month in California and surfed all the beaches.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was a couple of years ago.
That sounds fab.
Yeah.
How long did you go for?
A month.
That's good for you, because I've never known you
actually
relax.
It was years ago.
I remember I took you to Tankton Slopes once.
Yeah, that was my last holiday.
Yeah, and you nodded off in the deck chair.
For the afternoon.
Rolled down the slope.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cooper Burnett are advising Baldwin's Travel by Travelux. So Cooper Burnett have done this, and they've had the acquisition, and it's a Tenterden-based travel agency, which is why Paul Andrews used it. And they launched in 1972. So they're focusing on tailor-made itineraries worldwide, including cruises, holidays in Greece, and organised motorbike tours in the USA, Canada and Mexico. So they'd know what an exhaust was, the big chunky bit. So here we are. The Cooper Burnett team were led by commercial partner Victoria Sampson.
It's a silencer is the thing you're thinking about.
I know why you know that.
Why?
Because you've read your tweets.
No. I know that because I've owned many motorbikes in my life.
From your old Hell's Angel days.
Right, I told you not to mention that.
Is it true what they say about
just
their jeans?
Just get on with it, okay?
Is it true what they say about their jeans?
Just get
Hell's
on with
Angels.
It.
Hell's Angels.
Just get on with it.
So the website is www.cooperburnett, that's with two T's, so B for butter, URNEETT.com, cooperburnett.com, and... they're also, Victoria is also working with the commercial property partner, Tom Lumsden, and he dealt with the transfer of the lease of the Travelux properties. And they've survived the fact that Paul Andrews travelled with them.
Yeah, absolutely. They're fabulous. They're a fabulous organisation, and I highly recommend them.
They
put together very good holidays. We've had a tweet from Little Brown Fairy Cake.
Ah.
And Little Brown Fairy Cake says, hello from Little Brown Fairy Cake. That's
hello.
It.
Hello.
And I'm taking a real flyer here. I'm just guessing. I would guess that Little Brown Fairy Cake is probably in the fairy cake business. Just guess.
She could be, or it could be one of those really clever Twitter names.
How do you know it's a she?
It just sounds like a she.
You see, you're making assumptions, and you just don't know.
Am I stereotyping?
You are. Anyway, you can follow Little Brown Fairy Cake on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Little Brown Fair.
As it is.
Yeah, so do give them a follow. We've had a tweet from Alex Waterton over there in F Keys on the Midway
lovely
City
Alex.
Estate. The lovely Alex, who's the world's greatest guru on Microsoft products. And he sorted out my Outlook box for me and made me very, very, very productive. And I've even replied to some of the emails I've got 3 years ago now.
Really?
Yeah.
I just put mine in, you know, swipe them.
Yeah, he but found mine. Anyway, go on.
There's, You're giving me a crick in my neck. I don't know.
I'm giving you a crick in your neck.
You are. You're making me tense. There's a business community breakfast, Paul Andrews, and it's led by the fabulous Ken Wheeler. And it's at Gillingham Golf Club on 7:30 a.m, finishing by 9. Now, when is this? I can't even see a date. Hang on. Let me look.
Make it up.
I'll make it up. It's this Thursday.
There you go.
So after Manana.
That'll be the 12th.
Thank you for that. 34 people attended the Jubilee breakfast last month. So get along to that. There is a website. It's www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. I'd like to meet this Ken Wheeler because he writes in every week, but I've never actually met him.
He's a lovely guy, Ken. Yeah, he's very good.
Is he my
guy.
Type or...?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've had an email from the lovely Karen Thomas. And she says, hi, Paul and that woman.
I don't believe that.
Oh, no, it says Jules.
Yeah.
Hi, Paul and Jules. I'm listening to the Business Bunker show again today and would appreciate a shout-out for Breathe Insurance Brokers. We're a local commercial insurance broker based in Medway. If you need an alternative quote when your business insurance is due for renewal and are fed up with being treated like a number, then do contact Karen Thomas for a personal and humane customer service. It actually says human, but I thought I'd say humane. Customer service. You can find out more by going to their website, which is www.breatheinsurance. That's all one word, breatheinsurance.co.uk. Or you can tweet Karen, and her Twitter handle is breatheinsure, all one word.
Is that with an E on the end of breathe?
It is indeed.
You know what I hate
otherwise
about...
it would be breath.
You know what I hate about customer service? When they go up at the end and they're talking to you like this...
When
they
go up at the end?
Which... automatically
like Australians?
Yeah, but
right.
English people started doing it, and then they start saying, obviously, well, obviously.
Well, obviously.
And then I get a bit ratty, and I say, well, it's not obvious to me, because they just...
Young fella, my lad.
They do, they make me see red. But when they go up at the end...
Yeah.
And did I tell you about the awful thing that happened to me?
No, go on.
When I was at Next, I was queuing in Next, this is about 2 years ago, and... other high street stores are available, but I was taking I was taking something back, and so I had to go to the back of the queue, and then I got to the young girl that was serving, and instead of saying sorry for the wait or, you know, hello, she went, all right, and I went, no, I'm not all right. I've been queuing. It was just wrong.
You get a lot of that these days, and sometimes it bothers me and sometimes it doesn't, when people call you mate or something like that.
What about hey, when you get emails going, hey Paul, do you like that? I don't like
It's not my thing, but, you know, I'm tolerant of that. My kids do that to me.
Well,
hey, Dad, send money.
Yeah, but they know you. But
do
I
they?
Get ones from...
Do they?
Well, they know you as bank of Dad.
Blimey.
But I think sometimes just hey is a bit much.
We got a phone call.
I know who that is.
I wonder, do you?
Yeah. It's a little Irish lady.
Let's find out.
Yes, who's calling the Business
Hello,
Bunker?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker show.
Hello, it's Mary Daly.
It's Mary Daly. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Oh, well, I am on top of the world.
Are you?
Tell
us why you are on top of the world, young Mary.
I am on top of the world because for anyone listening or doesn't know me, I've been campaigning for the next 2 years with a team of volunteers to raise £1.3 million to build a new MS Therapy Centre in Canterbury. Hi-ho, we reached it yesterday.
Oh, well done. That is a marvellous, marvellous, marvellous achievement. So let's just recap on that. For 2 years, Mary Daly, you have been campaigning to raise £1.3 million to build a new MS therapy centre in Canterbury, and you hit your total yesterday.
We hit our total, but we only hit it because of our wonderful patron, Frank Blake, because he has matched everything for the last 2 years. And without Frank, it just would never have happened. So Frank Blake, retired businessman of Blake Brothers, is a legend. And because of him, a legacy is left in Kent for life with people with MS. And we start building on the 13th of January. So Paul and Jules, I would like you at the foundation.
Absolutely. Oh. Do you want us to lay a brick?
Oh, yeah.
But also, now that we have reached the £1.3 million, that's only going to build the centre.
Right.
So, now we need to raise some money so we can furnish it with the best equipment possible for people with MS. So we estimate this is going to cost about £100,000.
Right.
So
that's peanuts for you, Mary. You can raise that in a week.
Well, we can only raise it if people, you know, continue to support us and to go online and buy a brick. But just nothing will be matched now. France matching has finished.
Right, okay.
Give him a rest. I mean, the poor man, he's just been amazing for two years, hasn't he? We need someone else to take over. Mary, can you just tell me how many sufferers there are in East Kent of MS, or people with MS?
There's 1,600 people like me. Some of them not as loud, but there's 1,600.
None of them are as loud as you, Mary. That's a given, love.
1,600. And the importance of this centre is it really is a lifeline for us, because, you know, there is no cure for MS.
Sure.
And the centre is just, it's there to give us hope, and it is a centre of hope. And far more than that, but it radically improves people's lives. It's the treatments we get, you know, such as the oxygen therapy, the physiotherapy, the reflexology, the acupuncture, but more importantly, it's a centre of a community, you know, so you can share your tales, and it just is, it's life-saving. And for everyone listening, you know, we start building in January. This time next year, I'll come back on the show, and hopefully it'll be open. And for everyone that has supported us, for your listeners, you know, help us now to fold it out and go into Canterbury, go to the rugby club and take a look at the centre and just pat yourself on the shoulder. Because let me tell you, that's a legacy that will outlive us all.
Fabulous.
So for everyone listening, and for you, Paul, the man, and Jules, if I was down there below, I'd just give it to you. Huge hugs. Just fantastic.
And she does. Now, Mary, shout out your website for us, darling.
Right, it's kentmstc.org. So, click on that, donate, buy a brick, and you can leave me a message.
Fabulous. We will do that. Mary, many, many congratulations. You have worked so hard and so tirelessly. Mary Daly, sufferer of MS, mum of four kids, tireless fundraiser. You are the actual star, my love, and fabulously, fabulously well done to you. Mm. And we will do all we can to help get your wonderful new building fitted out. And we will be down there, and I will personally supervise Jules doing some work on your new centre on January the 13th. We will have a link, we actually already do, have a link to your website on our website so people can find it and make a donation. Mary, many, many congratulations. You've done a sterling and fabulous job, and I know you're going to continue to work on it. And massive, massive support and thanks from us here at Kent Business Radio.
Thank you so much, Paul and Jules. And just really to highlight to everybody listening, you know, I'm just one of many, many people that have worked tirelessly for this. You know, I'm the face, I'm the voice, but there's been a strong committee working alongside me, and to the members of the centre who have done so much, baking cakes, having quizzes, to everybody that has helped, huge thanks. And to you guys, Merry Christmas.
And
Happy
to you,
New
Mary.
Year.
And to you, Mary, and we will see you all soon.
Okay, love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye, Jules, darling.
Bye, darling. That's Mary Daly from there in Canterbury at the MS Centre. You've still got time to add. As you heard her say, they've got this amazing target that they've reached of 1.3 million, but they still need another 100,000 to get the equipment that they need. And it's just been amazing. And I think I met Frank Brake, and he was a stunning guy. Mm. And just I love what they're doing. Len is also helped out in that. Len is at Roper Road. And they have a Christmas fair, which is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th. It's Roper Road, and it's the Roper Place little artisan group there that are all getting together. They have got jewellery, cakes, pies, all sorts of things for Christmas. And then you can go into Lenleys, and they've got their winter sale preview. And that's lenleys.co.uk.
Brilliant.
But well done, Mary. We're so chuffed on that, aren't we?
Yeah, she has worked so tirelessly that one. She's an absolute whirlwind.
Everyone that meets her, though, they can't help but get involved, which is why she's one of the best
fundraisers. And they fall in love with her beautiful Nigerian accent.
Yeah.
Nigerian? Oh, no, it's Irish, isn't it? Yeah, I get confused.
To be sure. But, it's a shame she's so shy and retiring.
It is, really. It's hard to get her to come out of her shell.
I thought it was back in Naughty Ash then, didn't you?
I want to tell you about a Christmas photo shoot and pamper night this Thursday, the 12th of December, at the Coach House in New Romney from 7pm to 9pm. And if you can't make it then, it's running all over again on Saturday the 14th of December at the Neptune in Dimchurch from 11am to 5pm. Christmas fun for all the family. Come and have your photo taken, buy gifts or pamper yourself, and there's festive food and drink available, and you can find out more about it by calling 07904, that's 07904 091946, and we will put the details of that on the Kent Business Radio website. And do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
I'm going to play a bit of tunage, and I'm going to dedicate this to Mary.
I am too.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds singing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. First of all, please let there be love.
Business Bunker.
Nat King Cole, Let There Be Love, dedicated with love from us to Mary Daly.
Yes.
Well done, Mary.
And Let There Be Cuckoos, I say.
Well, that's you sorted.
Go Vicinity, the lovely Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Parker. He's always getting me out of scrapes, that man.
He does indeed. We were talking about you the other night, actually.
Oh, no.
At Create.
Oh, no. What were you saying?
No. Somebody mentioned difficult customers, and Rob and I both looked at each other at the same time and just went,
Oh, that's horrid.
Sorry.
I have a little bat line to his office, you know, if I'm in trouble. But he says he's just seen Corinne from Kent Facial. And she's tweeted into us, one of our clients and a lovely lady. So that must be the Kent Facial Practice, who are offering Paul Andrews a bit of a facelift.
And do I need it?
Well, to go with the new snake hips look, I think perhaps.
Is that microdermabrasion on offer?
Possibly one of them, yeah.
Is it?
I can do that. I've got a little scrubbing brush in the bathroom here.
Yeah, emery cloth.
Yeah.
Right.
Emery?
Yeah.
Dick.
There's no need to be abusive
about
it.
Oh, we are awful. So hello to the lovely Rob, and he does get me out of scrapes.
He does indeed.
He's on my winners list of 2013 people that have helped me, along with Billy Dean Kent.
Billy Dean, is he escaped yet?
No, he's still in my wardrobe.
Yeah, good place.
And Miriam is saying, at the Josie Maguire, she's saying, shy and retiring like Josie. That's talking about Mary, of course, Mary Daly.
Cool.
If you want to follow Mary Daly, it's Mary Daly 1.
On the Twitter.
Yeah, and please do, and just buy a brick, that's what I say. Listen, there's a Christmas photo shoot in Pamper Night.
I've just done that.
Have you?
Yeah. And you just picked it up off there and read it again.
I thought you were passing it
you
to
you. Don't listen to a word I say,
Shall
do you?
I just have an amaretto chocolate?
I think you just stuff your face and I'll do a couple of tweets and then we're going to talk to our guests. Because that's going to be far more interesting.
You carry on, darling, I'll have an amaretto.
I've got a tweet from Payne and Sons, and they tell us, hi, Vanilla Web, Tunbridge Wells High Street, and that's... Have you quite finished?
Shall I have a dark one, a white one, or a milk?
Well, as soon as you'll eat them all before the end of the show, it really matters not a jot in what order you eat them. Can I do this tweet?
Yeah, carry on.
Are you going to continue to interrupt?
It's Christmas.
Yeah. Vanilla Web, this is from Payne and Son, and they say Tunbridge Wells High Street, and that's a Twitter handle, Tunbridge Wells High ST. High Street, raised over £1,700 for the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance and at their late night shopping event last Thursday, and we're very proud of everyone. So a massive well done to you guys, and you can follow all those people on the Twitter. Payne and Sons are PayneAndSon, Payne and Son on the Twitter, T Wells High Street, ST, on the Twitter, or Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance, which is KSS Air Ambulance. Follow all of them on the Twitter. But well done to everybody in Tunbridge Wells High Street last Thursday shopping night, where they raised a whopping £1,700 for the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance.
Well done. The lovely Imperius Blinky.
Dave Philpott.
Yeah, he does that, doesn't he, at Air Ambulance, when he's not going up mountains.
He was the chair of the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance. Mm. He retired, and now he just runs the Wiltshire Air Ambulance instead.
So he retired and then got bored.
Yeah. In between climbing mountains and building schools in Uganda, which is his other little sideline.
I know.
Yeah.
These amaretto chocolates are lovely.
Yeah, they look it, and you're on your fifth already.
They're lovely.
Samson. Gas.
Oh, Daniel.
Saying hi, Danny. So, hello, Danny. Thank you for tweeting in. Mm. Lovely to hear from you. We've also heard from Flavours of Spain.
Hola.
Yeah.
Hola, guapa.
Yeah. And
Anna and Teresa.
Yeah, Anna and Teresa. They were on some other rubbishy show earlier.
They were on a Superior show at 11 o'clock this morning. Every Tuesday, it's the Scoff and Quaff show.
Yeah. And we've also had a tweet from Venom Tech.
Oh.
Stephen the Gang over there in Canterbury.
Oh, I didn't like that awful leech picture they sent me last week.
No.
Horrible.
I wonder if they're going to send us a picture this week.
No, I hope it's not a
leech. Tell you what, Steve, send me something really poisonous that I'm buying jewels for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want
like a black widow or a mamba or something.
Mm, I don't like leeches, though.
No, you're not.
I need a drink now. I've had that. It's got quite a lot of amaretto in
anyway, it. Anyway, Venomtech say it's Tuesday. It's Business Bunker Day. And we're listening in, as always, and a big hello from us over in Canterbury. So hello to Venomtech. Thank you for that.
And the tall one, the Janice Watton, at Janice Watton, W-H-A-T-T-O-N, just tuned into the Business Bunker with Jules Serkin and him, listening live from at Burlington Hotel, waiting for my squid and chips.
Squid and chips. Go, Janice, go. Squid and chips.
Love
Why
that.
Not? Go for it.
And then she could skid as she's eating a squid.
Yeah, squid and chips. So it's easy for you to say, isn't it?
No.
Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance have tweeted with a big thanks for mentioning their fundraising, and that's an absolute pleasure, and we need to thank you for the fabulous work that you do.
I'm just thinking that Samson Gas, Danny, hasn't done any work because he listened to Scoff and Quaff as well. So he's just lolling there all day.
He's a plumber.
What do you think he'd be?
He's a plumber. Why would you do work?
You're putting in boilers.
You don't need to. You just send in bills, don't you? No, sorry, Danny.
Oh.
Actually, he's not a plumber. He's a gas expert.
He is, yes. So I think that's more big boilery things.
Boilers,
isn't it?
Central heating, gas appliances. Yeah.
Busy time of year.
Yeah, he's got a fabulous reputation for what he does as well. Brilliant stuff. Danny?
You can become a professional clinical hypnotherapist. Did you know this?
No, go on.
Okay, so...
Does that mean I could put you to sleep?
Probably. Formula One drivers and equestrians use hypnotherapy to boost performance.
I'd need to if they were going to take a horse around a track, wouldn't they? They'd never get anywhere with that.
That's what happened to my leg, remember? Legs and horses do not go. 90% of medical professionals now recognise the power of hypnotherapy in dealing with stress, anxiety, phobias, weight loss and smoking. So you can train to be a clinical hypnotherapist with the British School of Applied Psychology, and there's an early bird deal which is available until the 20th of December. So you can book and pay by then, and you'll receive your full £500 early bird discount, which includes your £125 HPD assessment fee. And the website for this is www.britishschoolofappliedpsychology.com. So there you go. That's a great one if you'd like to hypnotise someone. The Federation of Small Businesses.
Keep going, don't you worry. Don't let us interrupt you. You go for it.
Look, you gave me 6,000 emails. I'm just doing my job diligently.
You know, we've got 58 tweets waiting as
Is
well.
That all?
So come on, crack on.
I was trying, but I could see you pointing at me. Federation of Small Businesses, the North Kent branch, have got a mulled wine and mince pies due. It's 5 to 7pm on Tuesday the 10th of December, tonight. 3ws.eventbrite.co.uk, that's the North Kent Mulled Wine Mince Pie venue. And are you prepared for growth? Are you ready to act? Do I make these up? Are you an SME?
You make me laugh. let me think about that.
Are you an SME or a startup wanting to take advantage of the green shoots? Do you like being taken advantage of?
I like green shoots.
Do you like being taken advantage of? The economy is slowly exiting the recession, and small businesses that survived the storm are now well placed to grow. So are you ready? Now, you need to go to www.eventbrite.co.uk. Are you prepared for growth? Tickets. We'll put this on the bunker after the show if it's not already up there. And it's January the 23rd, so this is the diary date. It's going to be the Federation of Small Businesses North Kent Conference Ward Room in Pembroke, University of Greenwich, Chatham Maritime, Chatham. And you'll learn about social media, the do's and don'ts, be the best you can be, sales, what's hot and what's not, the power of Google and YouTube and other such scrummy stuff. So have a look on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website after the show.
Cool.
Paul Andrews.
We, at long last, are going to talk to someone sensible. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker our next guest. And we have Rachel, Mike and LJ from Catapult Sales. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Business Bunker, folks. I'll tell you what, we're going to start off by asking Rachel to tell us a little bit about Catapult Sales and what you do, and then we'll go from there. Go.
Okay, thanks very much, Paul. Firstly, can I just say thank you very much to Paul and Jules for inviting us here today. We've been listening to the show for quite a while. We love it, and we're just absolutely thrilled to be here with you. So thank you very much.
We knew we had a listener, didn't we?
Yeah,
we knew.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just your mum.
I paid her to say that. Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of information about Catapult. I've been working in sales for about 20 years.
You don't look old enough, Rachel.
Thank you, the Botox is working.
No way.
And what has become increasingly obvious to me is that sales is the lifeblood of any company. People think that a company that is most successful is the one with the best product and service. And in fact, quite often that's not true. Mm. It's the company that has the best sales strategy and the most effective sales operation. And I realised over the years that there are lots of fabulous companies out there in the UK which have got a wonderful product and a wonderful service, but they either can't afford to hire really good sales staff or they don't have the in-house skills and knowledge and experience to train, manage and recruit salespeople. So that was really why I set up Catapult in 2009 to be able to bring those services on a flexible and affordable contract basis so that clients can use us for what they want when they need it.
Absolutely. Can I just throw something in there? Because I absolutely get what you're saying. And I've got a couple of observations about that. You're absolutely right about the difference between product and sales. And so many people think, and I come across this so often now as an angel investor, people have great ideas for businesses, and they are fabulous ideas, but they haven't got a clue how to take it to market. They haven't got a clue how to run a business. They haven't got a clue how to sell anything. They just got a fabulous idea, and they expect people to find them, and that isn't going to happen. The other thing that you were saying that really sparked my attention is, all those things you said were absolutely true. One of the other things, though, is it's actually quite hard to find good salespeople, especially because in this country we tend to frown on sales a little bit. I mean, it's one of the few professions that very few people talk about in the educational system, for instance. Yeah, you know, you can do qualifications in marketing, but straight sales doesn't exist. Whereas many years ago, I lived and worked in the US, and you can get a degree in sales, not marketing, sales. Yeah, and you know, lots of professions have professional training in sales in what they do, and it's not something we do here. Sorry, I just needed to get that off my chest because it's one of my passionate things. So you were saying you set up Catapult Sales to kind of fill that gap, as it were.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the broad range of things that Catapult offer.
Okay. Well, we offer everything a company's going to need to really set up and support a sales operation.
Right.
So we provide sales, marketing, PR,
right,
social media.
Right.
And increasingly, we've got involved in sales operations. And Mike's here with us today. I'm sure he'll be sharing his wisdom later.
Yeah.
As well as his glasses.
If Jules lets him go, I'm sure he will, yeah.
And what I realised that as Catapult was helping companies increase their sales, quite often there were companies out there that needed help with the basics first.
Mm.
They needed to have the right foundation to make sure that when those sales started coming in, they could support their clients properly. Mm. And also to make sure they were profitable. And a lot of companies focus on sales revenue and they don't think too much about profitability.
Sure.
And Mike's background is sales and purchasing, but very much on a commercial basis, focusing on really how to make a company profitable. So Mike joined a year ago, and so we work with those companies to make sure they're ready for increased sales, and then we offer a full range of services to make those sales happen.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Mike, just coming to you, if you swing that mic over a bit, that's it. Just coming to you, that's absolutely true what Rachel says, isn't
it?
Yeah. That, you know, so often we get very blindsided by the kind of things we do, and, you know, I could probably remember it when I dig it out of my memory. There's an aphorism about revenue and sales. I can't remember what it is. It'll come to me in a minute. But it's very true that some people can get obsessed with revenue numbers
very much,
without looking at the profitability of it.
That's really where I came in to back up sort of the Catapult offering. Mm. My background is commercial and operations. Mm. And when we come in and look at companies that have, say, been in existence for a little while, we have a look at their services, see what's profitable, and strip it right back to make sure that, you know, the profit is there, rather than just aiming high for the sales.
Yeah.
And also the key thing is to bring in the support and the structure behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So you need systems. If we're going to push the sales forward, we need the supporting stuff behind the scenes.
Absolutely. I just remembered the aphorism.
Oh,
as
did
well.
You? Well done.
Yeah, yeah. which is revenue is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. That was
there. You go.
Yeah,
boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, cool.
He has a memory like an elephant.
If as I well can as other things. Just come in there.
Yeah.
One thing that Mike has discovered whilst working with some of our clients is where he said he's been looking at services to make sure that they're profitable. He's actually found that there are a surprising number of companies out there that provide services that they actually make a loss on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Mike tends to say, do you realise you're actually paying to come to work?
Yeah.
Obviously, for a service to be successful, it needs to make money as well as be a great service.
It's really fascinating. As someone that's been in business for myself for 25 years now, and I deal with lots and lots of businesses in lots of different marketplaces.
Mm.
And people, especially small businesses, I think, you know, this is where it tends to be. A lot of people go into business because they're passionate about what business they're in.
Yeah.
And then they forget to look at what they're doing. They forget to look at I know some people that do stuff and forget to even charge for it.
Yeah.
Because they just love doing it so much. And you go, you're going to send me a bill? And they go, oh, yeah. And you never get one. And you have to keep ringing them up and going, you haven't invoiced me for this yet. No, don't worry about it.
That's the problem. Because sometimes when people are enjoying it so much,
yeah.
When you actually look at the bottom line and say it's costing you money, you might yeah. as well lie on the beach, as Rachel was saying.
Yeah.
You know, they want to keep offering it, but it's whether you can add additional services or try and make that profitable.
Absolutely. And no, you're absolutely right, Mike, because it isn't just about, you know, being inefficient. Mm. Some things just you shouldn't be doing because they're just not profitable.
Yeah. And it's normally the fun things.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. But, I mean, to some extent, and I'll be led by you on this, but to some extent you can do some things like that as a bit of a loss leader.
Yeah.
But what you've got to do is understand that's what you're doing
yeah.
and not put too many of your resources into doing that and, you know, be prepared to pull the plug when you've gone too far, basically.
Yeah. You've got to have a strategy mm. to then say where you want to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we tend to do is look at a year plan, 2 year plan, 3 year plan. So there's got to be a bit of fun and games in there as well,
yeah.
but it's where you're going to go towards.
Okay, so that's your kind of focus in the group, Mike,
yeah.
is working with businesses on getting this strategy
it's
together.
It's the bottom line, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, okay. And do you tend to have a definitive timeline that you go for, or is that open-ended, you know?
I think what we tend to do is plan up to, say, 3 or 4 years,
right.
And just talk through and see where they want to take the business as
mm.
well.
Mm.
We have sat down with clients and had to sort of speak quite openly, if it's a husband and wife team, as to where they both want to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't raise your eyebrows.
Yeah.
And it's saying, well, where do you want to get to? Do you want to retire? Do you want an exit strategy? Do you want to sell the business?
Yeah.
And sometimes they both have different opinions mm. and they haven't necessarily talked it over.
Yeah.
So it sometimes focuses them, mm. And then we can work out where they're going to. So.
Right, okay. No, absolutely right.
Mm.
I'm going to gloss over that for obvious reasons.
Okay.
No, fabulous. So you're looking at both sides of this, which is brilliant. So you're not only looking at sales and marketing, you're also looking at the underlying business processes, strategies, bottom line, and management, almost on a day-to-day basis of the ins and outs of the business. Because one of the other things that I find with so many smaller business operations is there's a very poor understanding of balance sheets and P&Ls and management accounts, and most businesses don't even have management accounts, so they haven't got a clue how they're doing until at the end of the year the accountant goes, well, there's no tax to pay because you didn't make any profit. And I go, oh, did I not? And I find that staggering that people can be in business. And I know, you know, I'm one of those people that hates all that kind of stuff. I hate all those numbery things. I prefer fluffy stuff. But in business, you've got to do it, haven't you? And having someone like Mike to help you do it is a great benefit.
Well, you're a team. You're a great team, aren't mm. you? So you're using both of your strengths.
Mm.
Absolutely. And it's not just myself and Mike. There is a fabulous team around mm. Catapult. We've got the lovely LJ here with us today. But Catapult has a team of freelancers, and we chose to use freelancers, I think, really for two reasons. First of all, because we can keep our overheads down.
Yep.
And it means that our clients can dip in and dip out of our services.
Yep.
And we can keep the fees at an affordable level. And secondly, because we can tap into some totally fantastic people.
Yep.
And our freelancers have all got a lot of experience behind them. They've been very successful in their own rights.
Mm.
And it does mean that when clients come to Catapult, we only focus on, Mike and myself, only focus on the skills that we have in the areas where we really know our stuff. And we mm. bring in the experts to help complement our own services.
Yep.
And so, yeah, there's a key team of four of us. And there's some other freelancers around us to do something really specialist, like Barry, for instance, who is a fantastic designer who does branding.
Right,
we just
okay.
dip into that occasionally.
Right.
LJ works with us much more regularly because social media is something which is becoming increasingly important, or is very important for businesses.
She's a tweet.
She's one of the best tweeters.
I'm a tweeter and I'm also a salesperson. I Just recently started a sales consultancy, having worked for a company called Travelzoo, heading up their national accounts team for their local deals, working with major hotels, restaurants, spas, and that's something I hope to be working with heavily again next year when I launch my new project.
Can you tell us about it?
Not no. yet.
I have, but she's about to kill us.
Oh, she's a tease, isn't she?
I have squeezed it out of her because we had a tête-à-tête at Harry Covert's.
You're going to blow it now, aren't you?
No, I won't. Because she's brought me chocolate, so
that'll be it.
With amaretto.
Right. And so apart from the project that you're not going to tell us about.
with regard to social media, I think it's more it's social marketing. So I don't purport to be a social media expert, but I do love Twitter.
Yeah.
I see the power of it because I'm a really strong salesperson, and it's a call to action.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people are using it correctly to drive sales to either Facebook or their website. I'm a very strong salesperson myself, very high salary, so buying me in little chunks is more affordable for companies as well.
Absolutely. For all of you, and I'm going to come back to LJ and talk some more about what she's doing in a moment, but for all of you, as a businesswoman, one of my things that I've seen over the years is the nature of sales is changing as far as I'm concerned. And a lot more now is about relationship selling. Even for small volume, as you probably know, my main businesses are recruitment portals, and our charges are incredibly cost effective, and therefore not a lot of money. But even with that, the bulk of our sales come from relationship development, even if it's only small sales. And the reason that is now cost effective is because of social media and primarily things like Twitter, because you can get out there and you can build relationships. I'd like to hear what your thoughts and feelings are on about the sales process as it is in this decade of the 21st century, as opposed to how it used to be years ago, where, you know, you had huge call centres of people that would ring up and go, "Hello, it's Tracy. Do you want to buy?" I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Paul. And a sales process has changed so dramatically just over the last few years. And the days of being able to go through a directory and make cold calls and reach people have almost gone. Yeah. It's incredibly difficult. The barriers are the type of barriers that haven't been there before to actually get hold of the person you really want to connect with in the traditional way using the telephone. It's nigh on impossible.
Sure.
Actually, LJ wrote an really interesting blog yesterday, and there's been research to prove that by the time a company actually engages with a sales team, they're generally 50% of their way through the sales process.
Right, okay.
Because companies now have ways to research what's available out in the marketplace without speaking to a salesperson.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really important that any company uses all of the tools that are available to them to make sure that people know who they are, what they're doing, and how it can add value to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. Cool. I mean, let's come back to LJ now and talk some more about her passion, Twitter. So everybody looked at me startled there and wondered what I was going to say.
One of my favourite passions.
That was another conversation we had at Harry Covert.
Yeah, I'm sure. Tell me, and I totally get what you're saying, and you do see this, when you're saying you're not a Twitter expert. There's two sides to this, isn't there? There are those people that know the ins and outs of every geeky bit of the software platform, which is fine, and you do need people that know that. But I think what you're saying to me, and you can confirm this, is that your skill lies more in the usage of it rather than, you know, the ins and outs of what you need to do is, you know, stand on your head and, you know, hang out the window and tweet at 3 a.m.
No wonder you have problems.
Yeah, I always get that.
I'm a little bit of a Twitter expert, not a social media expert, but I, from a sales process, I look at accounts and I see what route people need to get to market. And I think having run a business, having started a business, you can fact find and be a consultant to tailor make somebody's activity so that it's successful to draw business to their, you know, through Twitter.
Absolutely.
It's connecting with the right people.
Yeah.
It's ensuring you've got the right message. A third's about you, third's about your industry, only a third's about selling, because people don't want to be sold to all the time.
No, absolutely.
this is highly transferable across all many sectors. I work with a ghost tweet for a pop group.
Really?
I'm launching a beautiful sauce called Mustchup at the moment.
Mustard and ketchup. I've been following that, and I'm thinking I'm going to try it.
You must.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to try it.
It's coming to you next Tuesday.
Mustchup.
Oh, well, they're on the Scoff and Quaff show.
Far superior. I mean, much superior. Yeah.
Far superior show.
Thank you, too. Yeah. That's it. Interview over. Anyway, turn into something more interesting. No.
But it's for high street shops, salons, plastic surgeons, dentists. It could be for anybody, and I think people need to realise the results that it can get you by focusing their time on it.
Absolutely. And just the other thing that I like to point out, I was talking to a fairly substantial sized law firm in the southeast a few weeks ago, and I was they're planning to come on the show at some stage, and I was saying, one of the things I'll need is your Twitter handle. And they went, no, we don't do Twitter. We're not on Twitter. And I said, oh, you are? And they said, no, we're not. I said, no, actually, you are. You are on Twitter. You just don't have a Twitter handle.
People
but
are
trust
talking
me,
about
you're
you.
On Twitter because people are talking about
you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. I said, yeah, actually, they are. And all you're doing by not adapting to that is missing the opportunity to manage your reputation. Mm.
I find it incredible how people are spending a lot of money in print for advertising, not putting their Twitter handles on there, even business cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to, people are talking about you, so you need to be there to listen.
Absolutely.
And to respond.
Absolutely, yeah.
What I've found really interesting about social media...
This is Rachel now talking.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And LJ and I...
I thought it was Mike.
So LJ and I have been talking about this a lot recently. Is we were both involved in the very early websites.
Right.
I was working for a digital agency that sold the Harvey Nichols and Young's Brewery website, and LJ worked with the first recruitment website. And what's happening with social media is very much echoing what happened with the websites, 15 years ago.
Sure.
In that people aren't really taking it as seriously as they need to.
Mm.
They are representing their brands online.
Mm.
As you said, people are talking about them, and they need to manage that, and they need to make sure the right story is going out.
Mm.
And the reason why Catapult have chosen to get involved in social media, and the reason why sort of LJ is helping us in that, is because it's got to be done with a real understanding of business, of sales and marketing, of how to represent a brand effectively and appropriately online.
Yeah.
LJ and one of our other ladies who copyrights for us, a fantastic lady called Siobhan, both ex-journalists, and they understand not only how to communicate, but also they understand the libel laws.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there who are providing social media services that are fantastically well-priced, but they don't have that basic understanding of how to communicate and sell effectively online.
Absolutely.
And it's very, very important. I mean, I think we all remember Kent Police with their Youth Star.
Yeah.
And you think, such an obvious mistake to make.
Yeah.
Kent Police would never have hired a 17-year-old to represent them on TV.
No, absolutely.
So why on earth do it over Twitter and obviously with dramatic consequences?
Absolutely.
I think that's the important thing with social media. Treat it like any other form of marketing.
Mm.
Have a strategy and make sure the people who are representing you really understand how to execute that strategy and what you're looking to achieve and how to do it properly.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the things that drives me nuttier than anything else is when business people say to me, I haven't got time for things like Twitter. And I think, well, why are you bothering to be in business then? You know, why? That's like telling me I haven't got time for customers.
But I sometimes think it's a block. You know, I think...
Oh, it's fear. It's fear because they don't understand the medium. Yeah.
But it's also, you know, there are highly intelligent people that I know that are writers and they write for a profession, you know, that's what they do, but they still don't have the confidence. They go, oh, well, I don't know what to tweet.
Yeah.
And it does seem to be a fear or a block.
But that's where an organisation like Catapult exists, isn't it, to help you with that. It's like anything else. You know, I'm a businessman. I don't understand tax returns, so I hire someone that does.
Yeah.
That's entirely my point. I don't sit at home and go, do you know what? I'm not going to bother with tax returns because it's too scary. You know, it's something you have to do, and the only way to do it, if you're not comfortable with doing it yourself, is to get a specialist organisation in to help you do it, which it seems to me is entirely the point of an organisation like Catapult.
Rachel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, is that Rachel? Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Yeah, you can't put a good girl down.
Yeah, okay. I was just telling the listener, your mother.
It's my dad, actually.
His name?
His name's Ray.
Can't just be Dad.
Okay. Yeah, Ray Lowen. Thanks for the tweet this morning, Dad. LJ actually gave myself and Mike a refresh lesson on Twitter last week. You know, we've been in sales for a very long time, but, you know, you do need to reach out
absolutely
to the people who are specialists. You need to understand where your weaknesses are.
Absolutely you do. Absolutely you do. Sorry, I've got a gazillion tweets coming in here
talking. The lovely Rob Parker is saying this is so true, and the rear of the business card is a much underused resource, and list what you do and your social media details.
I mean, Jules's rear is completely empty, is it not?
Sorry, I'm just showing them that I've got my Twitter handle on both my things. So, Rob Parker, I get a point from you.
Yeah, but that's because he told you to do it in advance and
no,
you did it.
No, I told Rob years ago. He's younger than me.
Hmm. We could talk about this for ages, but we're kind of fast running out of time and need to move on a little bit. I know that, Rachel, you wanted to mention a couple of other things that you've been involved in and are involved in terms of funding and things like that. So maybe we could just explore that for a quick moment too.
Okay, thank you, Paul. The one thing that I wanted to talk about, which some of your listeners might have heard about already, in which case I apologise, but it's Growth Accelerator. And Catapult started working as registered coaches under the Growth Accelerator scheme a few months ago. Mm. And it was interesting listening to you last week because you had Sean Murphy from Ruby Marketeers talking about the government startup loans.
Yeah.
And Growth Accelerator is a very similar scheme, which is based on businesses that are established.
Yeah.
They might be startups, but it's companies that turn over anything up to, I think, £40 million. So most established businesses and businesses which are high growth or have the potential to be high growth.
Mm.
And as I say, it's government subsidised. So we're encouraging Catapult clients to take advantage of that. And the outlay for a business is very, very low. It's very accessible. It starts at £600 to join the Growth Accelerator scheme. So if you've got up to 4 staff, it's £600. If you've got up to 49 staff, it's only £1,500.
Right.
From that, you will access coaching. So you'll get help with business development, which is where Catapult come in. As you mentioned, you can get access to finance.
Right.
And so the Growth Accelerator will help you understand what finance is out there, and there is a lot of finance out there.
Actually,
the government have stepped up, but what they haven't been very good at doing is marketing it.
Mm. Yeah.
So they will help you understand where that finance is and help you put a business plan together in the right way to actually secure that finance. There's also some really top people who are experts in innovation. So if you've got a company that's providing a product that maybe could be tweaked slightly differently, could be presented in a way to really take advantage of your IP, experts will come in and they will show you how to do that and really to innovate within your business to add value. And there's also leadership and management training. And again, the government are stumping up the cash.
Yep.
There's up to £2,000 per person within a management team in match funding. So in other words, if you as a business put up £2,000, the government will put up £2,000 too.
Right.
So there's some fantastic resources there through Growth Accelerator. And if anyone would like to visit our website, which is catapultsales.co.uk, there's a page there on Growth Accelerator and how it can help your business.
And can I just say that the Catapult is Catapult sales.co.uk.
Thank you.
There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to the Catapult website,
so
you can
diligent.
Find it all about it. Rachel, you're absolutely right. Funnily enough, starting in January next year, on the Business Bunker Show, we're running a series of programs through January through May, in conjunction with KCC and the various funds, talking exactly about that.
Mm.
That all these funds exist, like the East Kent Development Fund, the Tiger Fund in North Kent, the Marsh Million. There's loads of funds about, but the marketing of those things and the uptake has not been what people want, so we're trying to raise awareness of that. So you're absolutely right, and we're actually going to start a series of programs about that. So I think we're probably going to get you back early in the new year to help us with that.
We'll bring more chocolates.
Absolutely. That's the only reason I'm inviting you back, really. Yeah. I don't care about the rest of it. Cool.
Listen, guys, we could talk about this forever, but we're kind of fast running out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Business Bunker Show. What I'd like you to do is give us a shout out once more for your websites, your Twitter handles, all your individual Twitter handles, anything you've got that you want for people to follow you, find out more about you or whatever. So I don't care who goes first. Somebody go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Right, Catapult Sales, which I think Jules have just spelt beautifully for us, catapultsales.co.uk, and you can follow us on Twitter at Catapult Sales.
Brilliant. And LJ, you've got a Twitter handle as well. We can follow you.
I do. I'm at Miss LJ Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, and misslj.davies.co.uk.
Fantastic. Fabulous. Do you have a blog or anything like that?
It's on my website.
Okay, fine. So you can find out all of that by following those guys on the Twitter and looking at their websites. For the moment, Rachel, Mike and LJ, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show and feel free to join in. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Have we got any more tunage?
I've got a bit of tunage to play in a minute.
Dover Port, talking of port, because there is a cheese and port thing happening tonight, which is, I just saw on the Twitter, I'll tell you that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But Dover Port have got a commitment to young people, and they're launching a brand new bursary scheme for students living in and around Dover. And the aim of the scheme is to encourage local students to take up study at university in a port-related field with a long-term view of them gaining employment at Europe's leading ferry port. Such courses could range from degrees in economics and business management through to civil engineering, mechanical engineering, marine technology and marine engineering. And the scheme is targeting students aged between 16 to 24 years living within the postcode bands CT14 to CT17. And they need to be entering full-time study in September of next year, 2014.
Brilliant.
So that's a great one there. You need to apply to Anita Wilson, who's the GM of Dover Harbour Board, by January the 10th.
Cool.
Venom Tech have sent you a lovely picture for me of a, I think it is a black widow. It's something ghastly.
Oh, can I buy one for Jules's Christmas? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Make it nice and poisonous.
It's ghastly.
Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes on the Twitter, has tweeted in that she's listening to the show. And I just want to let everybody know that Sally has been nominated for an award with Kent Women in Business for the best home-based business. And I think we should all support her because she
deserves
it. Well
done, Sally. Yeah,
yeah, so that's brilliant,
I've
Sally.
Eaten many a lemon drizzle cake. She did my wedding cakes, you know, Paul Andrews.
Did she? Well, all of them?
Yeah, fairy cakes and my new husband.
You missed that, didn't you?
No, what?
I said all of them.
Yeah, we did have a lot. It was true.
Yeah, no, but you've had multiple wedding cakes.
Oh, how rude. No, that's unfair. Well, I did have multiple wedding cakes, as you do.
I'm really surprised and shocked. Who would have, listener, who would have thought that Joyce would have had more than one cake
here
at her wedding? As if that was remotely possible. Yeah? This is the person that took a break from eating cheese and cupcakes, gluten-free, and
so they don't really count.
And some kind of meat. I didn't see what it was.
Oh, that was gorgeous. That was an Iberico ham.
Iberico ham.
So and a little pig was fed with acorns.
Acorn-fed Iberico ham.
That was this morning.
This morning. And then she had a break at 11 to eat a boiled egg because she needed to get her energy levels up.
Protein,
and it's not even lunchtime yet. And Kel Supri, she had more than one cake at her wedding. Well, really.
You don't want me nodding off, do you, during the show?
I'm really surprised.
You probably do want me nodding
off.
Yeah,
we've had a tweet from Unite Works as well over in Rochester saying that how fascinated they were by listening to Rachel, Mike and LJ talking about the sales process and how important it was to look at that. Unite Works, for those that don't know, operate a community hot desk in community workspace for small and start-up businesses over in Medway. So it's obviously relevant to all their members that are based there. And we've had a tweet from Telcare Limited, also in Medway, suppliers of telecommunications services, and also the suppliers of this very medium on which we are talking now.
Channel Radio.
Because they are Channel Radio's telecom suppliers, and they are fantabulous.
Very diligent.
They are fantabulous. David, Lisa, Tina, Matt, and all the team over there, thank you so much for all the work you do for us. And we'll see you later, Dave, if you're listening. Dave's due over here later to do some tinkering about.
Liz Astoraki, she's one half of the Riverford Organic Sisters. They deliver throughout the whole of East Kent, and they say it's the last chance to get your Christmas hamper, any orders right up until the Monday before Christmas. You can order your, I think there are a few organic turkeys left. But certainly all your veg, your fruit and your cheeses. I know Dr. John Sykes, who's on the Scoff and Quaff show earlier, has ordered 3 cheese baskets for himself for Christmas.
Yeah. And he's probably finished them by now. He's as bad as you, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's worse. Much worse.
He was munching a meat pie as well at the same time.
And you know the awful thing?
No, go on.
Chives at Bryn Park, they heard that my daddy wasn't well, so they gave me a lovely chocolate cake, delivered it to him, and he ate it. So I never got it.
You never got any.
And then they tweeted me and said, hope you enjoyed your cake and it makes you feel better. And he'd scoffed it in a little loving with his partner.
And also, just because you ought to,
yeah.
you've also acquired a bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, yes. Thank you from the lovely Nick Dufton.
Yeah.
What was it? Red Spot.
Red Spot HR, who are today's show sponsors, Red Spot HR.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
Who's our sponsor today?
Red Spot HR. And you can also follow them through their new offering, which is Career Route Plan.com,
which Shay Serkin has done.
Yeah, but Nick lovingly sent us a bottle of Prosecco, which I have given to you.
Well, we were going to share it with a straw, weren't we? But
no.
Then I thought I'd snaffle it.
No, we weren't going to share it with a straw.
But what we don't know, Nick, is what happened to the chocolate truffles.
I've got the chocolate truffles.
I haven't seen hide nor hair of them.
I've got the chocolate truffles, and you've got the Prosecco.
Luckily, LJ has bought me in the amaretto chockies.
Yeah, but as you can probably tell, listener, by her flapping it about and nothing happening, they are in fact now empty because she hears it because she solved her dilemma of whether to eat dark, light or white by just having all of them.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You'd
yeah,
try.
Exactly. We've had a tweet from Mark Tuvey, saying fabulous interview with a team from Catapult Sales. No, thank you, Mark. I kind of know that name. Is Mark involved?
Santa?
No. Is he the Seven Oaks Chamber or something like that?
That's right. He's actually the chairman of the Seven Oaks Chamber.
Right. Okay. I thought he was. Yeah. And he
That's
also
Rachel and throwing her phone on the floor in a tantrum.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Mark.
No, I haven't got a chocolate.
We do know his name. The amaretto goes straight to your head.
And we've also had a tweet from Adrian at AK Pet Services, the pet taxi and ambulance
I wonder
service.
Who is taxiing around at the moment.
Well, I did see a tweet from him earlier. He was taking a cat to the vets.
Was he?
Yeah. And Samson was looking a bit peaky as well. I've got a million emails left. Have you got
free
emails
customer
left?
Service e-learning programs, Paul Andrews.
Yep.
The People First training company is offering 5,000 free passes for small businesses to offer their customer service learning program, World Host Insights. The link, there's a link, but it will be something like www.sme.worldhost.co.uk, and that will be on the Kent Business Radio website after the show. And you're invited to try this programme, and they were used to train the staff and volunteers for the London 2012 Games. So
wow.
It sounds like they've got a very good track record and all that.
Absolutely.
Here's one that annoys me.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who is this? Who's it for?
What's not to like?
Oh, it's one of your fancy ladies, Catherine Butler. I wanted to keep you in the loop.
Me in the loop, not you.
Yeah, just dear Paul, regarding a new initiative of ours. She obviously doesn't know you just make the tea. Entitled the Sponsored Student Scheme, and it provides additional benefits above and beyond the standalone year in industry programme. And it's a low-risk opportunity to attract bright students into the company for a placement year and perhaps full-time employment after graduation. So they trialled the scheme with engineering students, says Catherine, and employers only. But after receiving favourable feedback at the last digital media industrial panel meeting, they're rolling it out to lots of the digital media students and the industry. So to find out more about this, you might want to go to www.kent.ac.uk News Stories Sponsored Student Scheme, and you can read all about it. And that's from Catherine Butler, one of your fancy ladies.
That is not true. That is the University of Kent of Canterbury School of Digital Engineering and Arts, and I am a board member of that august institution. And it is a new departure, and I've got to tell you, if you don't make use of it, you're silly.
Silly, for want of a better word.
Yeah, there's some there's some fabulous, fabulous, fabulous talent available that are studying new digital media right at this moment, and they are looking for work placements, internships, and eventual work. And the quality of people coming out is nobody's business. If I tell you that I hired one of those guys in his second year last year for 3 weeks, and in the 3 weeks he was working with me as an intern, he wrote all of our iPhone apps.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he the one that's gone on to start his own business now?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Luke Wilde. Unbelievable. Unbelievable talent available there, and it's yours for the asking. And all you've got to do is contact the lovely Catherine Butler and find out more about that scheme, and I suggest you do. I've got an email here from a mate of mine, Dr.
John?
No, Dr. Wainwright. And he says, our free gift to you this Christmas is to spend time with you in understanding the needs that you have in growing a profitable business in 2014. These sessions have become an important first step in helping business leaders and owners understand the keys in growing their business profitably and sustainably. You can find out all about their vision strategy offering by going to his website, which is wsqsolutions.com. That's wsqsolutions.com. Or you can email Wayne at info@wsqsolutions.com and find out all about their free gift to you this Christmas with a free assessment of your business with Dr. Wainwright, who is lovely. And I think LJ knows him as well. Yeah. Cool.
Nominations are now open for the Kent Women in Business Awards 2014. As we said earlier, Sally Laker, the fabulous cake queen of Whitstable, is up for a nomination.
I know somebody else that's up for a nomination too.
Do you? Who?
Yeah. Serenity Becker.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I must vote for them. Mm-hmm. Why enter the awards? So winning a relevant business award is a fabulous way to raise your profile in the Kent business community. And it proves to your peers and potential customers and colleagues that you're excelling in your field. So even if you make it to the shortlist, it's a great achievement, proving that you're heading in the right direction. So if you know someone who deserves a recognition for their hard work and dedication to their job, you can nominate them. So if you've got a great female boss, for example, just nominate them. Go to www.kwibawards.co.uk. Nominate. That's a great one.
I want to tell you about a co-event that happens in Canterbury. Some people think it competes, but it doesn't. We're different, and we're quite happy to support each other. They think it competes with Create, but it's a thing called Digibree, run by Tim Deason and the crew over there, and it's a fabulous thing, and I go to it quite often. And their next Digibree event is tomorrow night, Wednesday the 11th of December, from 6:30 p.m. until 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. Will you stop pouring things?
Sorry, I'm thirsty.
And it's at the Gulbenkian Theatre on the campus of the University of Kent at Canterbury. For goodness sake. There are three speakers, and there's Gubair Shirazi, who will be talking about Peace Through Prosperity, which is a charity he co-founded to promote an entrepreneurial approach to preventing radicalisation of the most at-risk communities in society. There's also Kate Neal, and she's talk is an introduction to the development of interactive media for use in public spaces, drawing on her present work on a new climate change gallery for the Singapore Science Centre, the refurbishment of the Hong Kong Space Museum, and some other smaller UK projects.
Gosh, that's cosmopolitan.
And the third speaker, wait for this, is Dan Simpson, who's a crowdsourcing poet. And he exactly what it says on the tin, and there's a lot of audience participation. So that's pretty eclectic, isn't it? So get along to Digibree tomorrow night, Wednesday the 11th of December, at the Gulbenkian Theatre on the campus of the University of Kent at Canterbury.
Fancy a pie and whiskey in bed, Paul Andrews? Nope. Come to Canterbury's pop-up market. Canterbury has a new market coming just in time for Christmas. This is so well written, this press release. Mm. Astounding. For 2 days only, Roper Place, Canterbury's interior designer quarter, will boast the best of Kent produce with stores selling award-winning Kentish cheeses, pies, natural juices. That sounds a bit rude. Romney Marsh wool, jewellery and tapestries, topped up with unusual whiskies and Lily's gluten-free goodies. Oh, I like the sound of that. The pop-up market is opening on Saturday the 14th of December, 9:30 to 4, and Sunday, 10:30 to 4pm, and it'll be in the car park of Lenley's, which is in Roper Road, Canterbury. And Jonathan Watts, who's the MD, says this will be a first for us, and it's the winter sale preview, and we always get huge queues of customers coming in, and we wanted to offer something current and with local artisan and food producers, mostly Kentish and all British. Dozen traders there, so there are, there's one space left for a stall now because they've had someone pull out because of illness, and so they're looking for a meat trader in particular, or bread, but there's jewellery, pies, all sorts of things, and it's going to be 2 days of seasonal shopping and fun and a great showcase for the Lenley's winter sale. So go to www.lenleys.co.uk, L-E-N-L-E-Y-S.co.uk.
Fabulous. We've been asked for a shout out for Checkers Kensington, which is a great pub in Heversham, apparently. And they have fine food, people, and dogs are welcome.
Heaven, I was going to say.
Heaverham's near Kemsing.
Right, okay. Okay, so near Kemsing, and that's why it's called the Checkers at Kemsing. That was lucky, wasn't it? Just imagine if they'd have been at Otford. Everybody would have got lost, wouldn't they, really? And you can follow them on the Twitter, at Checkers Kemsing. So do check that out. It sounds like a really fabulous pub. I've also had a tweet from Justin Dean of Creative Motion.
The lovely.
And he says, Vanilla Web, Josie Maguire, Jill Serkin, hey guys, I've got the footage from Tales from Turkey book launch that you and Jill...
Butch launch?
Book launch.
There's nothing butch about Josie, I can tell you.
No, but he's got you...
Oh.
...on film.
Oh, dear.
And he's tweeting about it.
Oh, dear.
I've got your interviews, he says.
He actually phoned me yesterday, because I do the PR, as you know, for Josie, and he said that he was crying with laughter when he was looking at the footage.
Yeah, well, you made me cry as well. I have to tell you, Justin was doing interviews at the end of a book launch of all the people that
do
were there in the audience.
Do you have to tell us?
Yeah, yeah. And he was doing vignette interviews, yeah? 1 minute interviews. What did you like about it? Da, 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 da. He stopped Jules and I and said, can we do an interview? And what was it? 32 minutes later.
He said, keep rolling,
He kept going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. 32 minutes we were on before he switched off.
There was a little crowd, weren't there?
Yeah.
Throwing banana skins and things.
Well, apparently he's now finished editing the film and you're appalling.
Oh, dear. I know. I was a bit, because I did the opening speech for that, which was a bit, because I talked about the toilets, didn't I?
Yeah, just for a change.
I lowered the whole tone. Do you know, it's showers and cycling for one of the local businesses, thanks to a new grant. We were talking about grants earlier, weren't we, Rachel? Are you concentrating?
I certainly am.
I'm not sure
hanging on your every word.
I'm not sure you are, darling. She's tucking in, listen, to the Amaretto chocolates, which were bought for me. So the installation...
I've got to just say, you sounded very Dame Edna just then. Don't you think? you're tucking in, you little possum. Carry on.
The installation of a shower at CPRO in Kent has sparked a more sustainable way of thinking and has saved thousands of miles in car travel. Oh, I see. So sweaty cyclists. CPRO Direct was able to install a shower at their workplace, encouraging more employees to cycle to work thanks to a £1,000 grant from Sustainable. That's some shower, isn't it? £1,000. I just have a little tap, you know.
You stand in the sink, don't you?
Yeah, a little basin.
A little standing sink with a sponge.
the old scrub down with a scrubbing brush.
Yep.
Stella Morris, owner of the CPRO Direct, that's C-Pro, said the Sustainable Roots Grant has turned out to be a catalyst for change in our organisation. So no more pongy workers. She didn't say that, but I just thought that would come in. So if you want to find out about these grants, they are available to businesses with a turnover of at least 75,000, and they must have been trading for over a year and employ less than 250 people. The website is www.sustainablerouts.co.uk, and we'll put that on the Bunker website, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fabuloso. I think you may have read this tweet, because I get confused, because you read from the top of the list and I read from the bottom.
Well, I read in the
Did you
obvious.
Do the Kent Facial Practice tweet?
I've done a couple, but you do it again.
Kent Facial Practice, hi Vanilla Webb and the woman. We have just received the first InMode fractors machine in England, and you can view it here, and they've given us a link to their website, which is kentfacialpractice.com/advanced_treatment. So do have a look.
What was that, a fractus, did you say?
InMode? It is a fractora. F-R-A-C-T-O-R-A. Fractora machine.
I wonder what that does.
I have no idea. Fill some cracks?
Must do.
Yeah.
I haven't got any cracks. I've seen yours, though, when you were adjusting the fan. Digital Marketing Masterclass. Discover how to get more traffic, leads and online sales. More and more sales start with a search. Google is the number one source of traffic, accounting to up to 80% of total traffic on e-commerce sites, organic, paid and shopping. 90% of commercial websites either don't generate traffic, leads or sales that they have the potential to. Hear how you can increase conversions from your website. I must put these glasses on. Highlights include, even though they're not mine, creating your pay per click advertising campaign, produce a 200% increase in clicks by changing the content, increase your sales and leads with targeted landing pages, and what to say to your customers. Now you can attend this. It's a diary date, 29th of January, 1:30 to 4:30, Churchill Square Business Centre, King's Hill near Maidstone. And to find out, go to www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk and book online.
Cool. We're fast approaching the end of the show, and we've still got a gazillion things to do. I've just had another 51 tweets. 52. It's gone up, sorry.
Yeah.
I've still got a whole pile of emails to read, and I think you've got some emails as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had about 15 new followers just in this hour, which shows the power of Twitter, doesn't it, LJ?
It's ridiculous.
Local businesses come together to support Philippines typhoon appeal. A group of local organisations from the TW area, Tunbridge Wells, have joined forces to create an evening of fundraising and entertainment to help raise money for the victims of the Philippines typhoon disaster. And the event, which will take place on the 18th of December, so that's next Wednesday, at the Corn Exchange, and it's set to be a real gastronomic delight featuring authentic food created by some of the local Filipino community. Oh, wow. Tasty festive treats provided by Rosemary Schrager's Cookery School, cakes from the Cake Shed, and a bar provided by the Ragged Trousers. So you need to go to email charity@daviestanner, that's D-A-V-I-E-S, tanner.co.uk, a little bit like LJ's Davies, and visiting www.justgiving.com/TW typhoon appeal. That sounds great.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Tunbridge Breakfast Friends.
Who
say, many congratulations to Amy Marin, who is on Twitter as Swimstar2008, for winning the Sky Sports Disability Woman Sportswoman of the Year Award. Way to go, Amy. I think Amy's only, she's only 15 or so, isn't she? Yeah. Fabulous, fabulous achievement. What a fabulous, fabulous inspiration that young lady
that
is.
That is amazing.
And well done to Amy Marin, the Sky Sports Female Disability Sports Personality of the Year. Brilliant, brilliant result. Oh, blimey, we've got so many tweets here.
There's a Burns Night Supper with Ruth Denzi next door at the Bistro at Hagelands Village at Burmarsh Road. I think I'll read out the old sat-nav. It's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 29OJR. And it's on Saturday the 25th of January, £25 a person. That's not bad value, is it? There's a lovely warm cabbage, apple and black pudding salad, smoked salmon Cullen skink and cockaliki tart.
You're loving this, aren't you? She's loving this, listener. She's being incredibly suggestive and double entendre.
Then you can have a traditional haggis.
Yeah.
And what do you wear under your... under your kilt, and you can have neeps and tatties with a whiskey sauce, Fife Miners beef stew.
I'll tell you what, next week we could try it in a Scottish accent rather than Martian.
So you've
made me laugh now. So the phone number is 01-303-873-636. It could be a five. I need to put my glasses on. 535. Thank God you bought these glasses, darling.
Well, I don't know why we don't just send you out and get Mike to read these. Yeah. It would be so much easier.
Well, had I not left my glasses behind, it's the Mike Pitt. He didn't remind me enough. Anyway, I've read all my emails. Mm. I'm so diligent. Look, great big pile.
Yeah, well, I've got loads.
Listener.
And we've had a tweet.
You've got lots of piles.
We've had a tweet from John Sykes.
More roughage.
And he just says, just to correct you, Jules, I did not eat her chocolate cake. my partner did.
Yeah, well, what's the difference?
And the cheese boxes are for two of my daughters and only one is for me.
Do you believe that?
Yes, I do. And I can see him laughing out there now. He will any second now when the delay kicks in. Here he goes.
That's just hysteria. Yeah. That's not laughing. It could be wind.
No. Hysteria is a plant that grows up the side of the house, isn't it? Or is that wisteria?
That one with blue. Yeah, we knew. We got the joke. You didn't have to, add it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kent Business Community Breakfast. I think I read this, but you've popped it in twice, so it's obviously your friend.
No, they're two different ones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you read it all, they're different.
There's Ken Wheeler again, and it's at, I don't mean to sound offhand, Ken, I do apologise, Gillingham Golf Club, and it's 7:30 a.m, and it finishes by 9. So there's lots of them, but it's this Thursday.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Andrew at Mustchup. He says, thanks for the mention on air. That's a pleasure.
Can't wait to meet this man.
And also, Terkel Limited said, thank you for the lovely mention on the Business Bunker show. Dave says, put the kettle on, it'll be over soon. He's ready and waiting, Dave. Don't worry.
Dave, he doesn't take the bag out of it because it gets stronger.
Oh, she moans
and
moans and moans about my teammate.
Luckily, on Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show, we've got a tea expert coming on the, I think it's the 17th, a lovely tea expert, along with Mustchup. Who will be on.
Cool.
That's our Christmas show as well. So we have reindeer hats, sleigh bells.
We got the bunker Christmas show next week. It's funny you should mention that. Justin Dean just said looking forward to being on the Christmas special next week.
He has ordered some reindeer ears.
Yeah.
But they're not reindeer ears, are they? They're antlers.
Antlers, yeah.
Yeah, because I caused a bit of an affray. I went into, where was I? Asda. Darling, I had to go to Asda. It was awful. But other shops are available. I went in,
Jules never goes in them.
Everyone looked grey, and there was like white bread piling up and, you know, things. I asked the assistant, I was really stressed, I'd left the hospital, I wanted to get my dad a tracksuit because he has to be in loose things. And he's 87, he's never worn a tracksuit, poor bloke. And I went in, I said, have you got any antler ears? She looked at me a bit blankly, and what I meant was antlers, didn't I? But anyway, she found it.
Never mind.
Antler ears, I said.
Right, I've got a couple of things I want to rush through, and then we're going to have to wrap up the show. At Maxim PR, we've started a blog, www.kentcentric.co.uk, which focuses on what's happening in the county's built environment, what developers are doing to deliver a stronger economy, and how the actions of local and national government that may impact on Kent. I welcome any of your views, and if you've got any news you would like to share, send it through to me. Also, could you please share it around to your contacts? So if you work in the Kent built environment, you can go to www.kentcentric.co.uk. Funnily enough, I was on the panel of the launch of a thing done by the IOD at Leeds Castle earlier in the year on that. So well done to Andrew and the team at Maxim PR. They have launched a website around which to coalesce on that very important subject. And there is a lot of big infrastructure projects planned for Kent. We're looking at building a second or third or fourth or whatever it is, Thames Crossing. There's the whole airport, Schmizzle, and all that kind of stuff going
Schmizzle.
On.
Schmizzle. Yeah. Well, there's a good one.
And talking about such things, an electronic components distributor is looking to expand in North America after reporting a 60% growth in revenues. APC Technology, based in Rochester, saw their revenues increase to $21.6 million in the year ending August 31st. As a result, the group has signed a joint venture with Minimize Energy America to expand into to the USA after completing a $3.9 million acquisition deal with Minimize UK. And APC are based in Rochester in Kent. So well done to you guys. And I think we're about at the end of the show. We have 25 more tweets that I'm sorry I haven't been able to read out. I will retweet them later. Everything you've heard on the Business Bunker show today, you will be able to find a link on the Kent Business Radio website. But for the moment, it just leaves me to say a whoppingly, fabulously big thank you to Rachel, LJ and Mike from Catapult Sales.
Thank you.
To all of you, to Mary Daly for her fabulous, fabulous efforts.
Follow her at Mary Daly One.
Yep. Well done. Thank you all to all of our listeners and all of our tweeters and emailers for joining in with the show. We wouldn't be here without you, and we really do appreciate you. Jules is just finishing off the last chocolate.
Chocolate time.
She's actually licking the wrapper, which is what you can hear at the moment, because it is a bit hot in here, and there is a bit of melty chocolate left at the bottom after she ate the entire tray.
Third box.
Just to let you know, coming up on Channel Radio after this at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk Show. At 5 o'clock is the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery with the Craig Avery
with
Show.
With a queue forming.
With a queue forming, and that incorporates Sporting Letter from America. And then at 9 o'clock is the fantabulous Mr. Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show, which is all that's good in new, unsigned and up-and-coming bands.
Some cracking
and
tunes.
Yeah, some fabulous stuff on there. And that's from 9 o'clock tonight, so do stay tuned to Channel Radio. .co.uk. But in the meantime, you have been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly lovely Jules Serkin. We will be back with you for our Christmas special next week, and have a fantastic week, and we hope all of your businesses are good, and behave yourself at the office Christmas party. With social media in play now, those photographs are going to stay on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Instagram, and everywhere else that your photocopier has access to, and that is everywhere.